This is not your typical performance of William Shakespeare's iconic play about two star-crossed lovers.
Do you guys want to be a Capulet or a Montague?
Okay, we have to choose one?
Yeah.
Okay, Montague.
That's right. Audience members have to choose which family they want to be aligned with. The play is in motion after crossing a short bridge and walking a cactus-lined path to the entrance of Rancho Petaluma. A heated argument between the two families erupt. Everyone, including the audience, gets involved.
Draw if you be a man.
Get him!
It's all part of founding artistic director Ava Roy's mission to connect the audience, the actors, and the environment through participatory theater. For nearly a decade, Roy has partnered with national and state parks to bring performances like Hamlet to Alcatraz Island or Macbeth to Fort Point. Here's Roy.
Every site has totally different demands, really different possibilities, and also different constraints. You know, in one place we're dealing with frigid cold and brutal winds like at Fort Point, and in another place we're dealing with intense heat and blazing sun like here during the day.
Roy says making the outside environment a stage provides a spontaneity you can't get in a theater, like a beautiful sunset or the sound of nearby traffic.
Those sort of things that we can't control, those contributions from nature, are really precious and really special, and sometimes can be really profound, like a shaft of sunlight hitting an actor like a personal spotlight at just the right moment.
Roy spends months finding the right location for theater productions, seeking inspiration from the environment.
The site is the other director, the lead creative partner, and kind of informs a lot of the really basic decisions about design and about movement.
Roy says Rancho Petaluma's adobe is a perfect house of Capulet. For example, this famous balcony scene actually takes place on the adobe's balcony, while the sun sets behind Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo! Romeo! Wherefore art thou, Romeo?
Sonoma-based actor Libby Oberlin plays Capulet, a hybrid character of both Lord and Lady Capulet. This is Oberlin's third We Players production, and she says each performance is a different beast.
There's no formula with We Players. It's different every time, so this feels like the exact perfect, you know, way that it's supposed to pan out.
Petaluma actor Courtney Walsh plays Romeo's troublemaking buddy, Mercutio. Walsh says performing in an environment like this has been a freeing experience.
You have to be somewhat improvisational in your approach depending on who's in front of you. Usually they're in the dark in the theater and we know they're there, but we don't see them. And it's the opposite here.
And it's an experience for the audience, too. Scenes last minutes long before you're moving from the adobe to the fields to a pair of oak trees and so on. And you're cheering or jeering and dancing along with actors during a ball scene.
It's completely different than seeing it on the page. And it's absolutely worth a try for anybody because you experience it in a way that cannot be replicated.
I'm Tiffany Kamhai for KRCB's North Bay Report.